Okay, how y'all doing? Parshat Bahar, right? Okay. In Parakaf Hey Pasuk Kaf, the Pasuk says, "Chi tamru manu chal b'shana shmi'it, hein lo nizrav lo nesof et tvatein." Now, something's going on. We have a mitzvah. It's Hashem's land. We have to rest Shemitah for Hashem. And we're not going to work the land. So it's going to take a leap of faith that everything's going to be okay. So if you think about it, the Pasuk tells us right away, V'chi tomru. So we know when we have the word V'chi, that there's a few possibilities of what it means. One of the possibilities is, if you will say. One of the possibilities is, when you will say. So, one thing the Mefarshim have to do is explain whether here this is one of those ifs or whens. Is this a question that only some people are going to have, or somebody might have, as in, what are we going to eat during Shemitah, or the year after Shemitah? Or is it the obvious question that everybody's going to have, meaning, what level of a person is expected to be keeping Shvit? So let's look at the Netziv's answer. It is very clear that Shemitah does not work naturally. It's not going to happen in what we call a natural fashion, that everybody's going to survive and live and everything's going to be great without Hashem providing for them in a supernatural fashion. No other year, if you just decide to not plant, will you the next year anyway have enough food. It's not going to work like that. A field is going to grow enough food without having been planted? It does happen once in a while that you don't plant and something grows, because you planted the previous year and there's a little bit left over, and we're talking about perennials, meaning there are plants you have to replant every year. I'm from the city. I know this less than other people, but even I was told that there are plants that you have to replant every year, and there's plants that just continue growing each year. There's trees that just, even though you planted an orange tree 10 years ago, every year it just gives more and more fruit. So it could happen, yes, there will be fruit that will grow without any working. But enough fruits and vegetables and all the food that they need to feed themselves and to support themselves and to feed their animals, that's going to happen without anybody having planted anything? We have a cloud that miracles happen, but we only expect a level of bitachon to rely on a miracle from a person on a very high level. The typical person is not expected to live his life in any way that takes a miracle to help him out. It just doesn't happen. Okay? If you're on a very high madriga, you know, so then you hear the stories about Yosef HaTzadik saying to the Tsar, remember me to Paro, and then he's punished for it. So, what did he do wrong? Oh, he didn't have enough amun and Hashem. That's for everybody else. For the rest of us, you are supposed to live your life like a normal person. My Rebbe, Rav Yalu Soloveitchik, quoted his father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, as saying that your bitachon and amunah can only be at your own expense. He said this in context of somebody asking him about buying life insurance. If I'm supposed to die, if I'm getting insurance, that means that I don't really believe Hashem has a plan or something. He says, no. You can have bitachon and amunah at your own expense. The life insurance is about helping out your wife and kids after you die. And you can't have your bitachon amunah at their own expense. We're supposed to live our lives with, like, normal people, not expecting miracles. And then here comes this mitzvah, which says, stop working in the field, you're going to have a miracle. There's going to be enough food. Okay? It seems to be very strange in the mitzvah. And we know a nes is only, we can tell a tremendous tzaddik, who really lives in the clouds, who really, like a malach, you should expect a miracle. But to tell a regular person that? B'hainu al-bi she'ikdim ha-katu v'asitem chukotai, she'irbu b'shkeder ha-torah b'l-pula b'shanim elu. And what are they going to do instead of planting? That year they're going to learn a lot of Torah. They min apelish yugdal kecham le'eloah. This person is going to grow closer to Hashem. And it could be that a person who indeed doesn't work the whole year and spends his time learning Torah, so at the end of the year that he's dedicated his life to Torah, he indeed will become that type of person who is more likely to be closer to Hashem, possibly rely on a miracle more likely. According to this person, expecting that level of nes or relationship from Hashem, indeed that hashkacha is what Hashem provides for such a person. If you're not on that madriga, if you're not on the madriga to expect and rely on a miracle, and that's what you're supposed to be doing, and indeed you're the type of person who is worried about what you're supposed to be eating, you're going to be the type of person worried. What am I going to eat during the Shemitah year? What am I going to eat the next year after the Shemitah year? Kasher yeheken az lo yederach nes. Indeed, if you don't accept it on the level of a miracle and an ashkacha of Hashem on that high level because you're such a tzaddik, but rather you're the type of person who's concerned, so then the way you will be helped won't be derach nes. Your level of preparation for a miracle is what makes a miracle occur. This is something that Tziv has a few times in his Perush. He says, points you to a few places in Shemot and another place in Dvarim. Aya ole al adat, and this is the kicker. The ikar mitzvah shvi'it v'yovel lo ninayel minagim b'derech maliyatero. You might have thought, who is shvi'it for? Shvi'it is for all those tzaddikim. All those tzaddikim who are able to blindly, just like we blindly followed Hashem into the midbar and said, okay, we don't have any food, but Hashem's going to provide for us. So maybe Shvi'it is for people who are able to do that. Okay, Hashem, I'm going to blindly not plant my field, and I'm relying on you. You're going to provide for me in the seventh year, in the sixth year, in the seventh year, in the eighth year, without me doing anything. He says that's not true, says the Netziv. The Torah yecholali naheg b'shleimut afilu l'anashim she'inam b'zoamala. The Torah exists even for people not on that level. Don't say the Torah and its mitzvahs are only for incredible tzaddikim. The Torah and its mitzvahs are for the hamonam, for every single Jew, even the simple Jew. In other words, what's the v'chi according to the Netziv? Is it if you happen to be one of those people, or when? It's when. In other words, everybody is one of those people because this is normal to have that doubt. It's azai v'tziveti, then I commanded. In other words, I arranged it in a, we'll call it nature, through nature, that it should happen. So he's saying, if you read the pasuk says, what are we going to eat the seventh year? The seventh year isn't the bigger chiddush, because you planted in the sixth year. The bigger chiddush is, what are you going to eat in the eighth year? Because you didn't plant anything in the seventh year. The ain't tvua chaser el sof hashana shviit, only at the end of the seventh year. Aval ikar chaser tvua b'shana shminit, in the eighth year. El pirish akatuv v'chi tomru b'shana shviit, ma nochal b'shmane shviit, what are we going to eat in the eighth year? And he says, so too is on the is in the Rambam. V'kai al hein lo nizrav, ein lanu le'achol min asadar b'shviit, lo nasof ein lanu le'achol b'shminit. Therefore, Hashem says, okay, I'm going to take care of it, that you will have food. But what we see here is a very interesting phenomenon. You can't expect people to be on a higher level of emunah or bitachon than they really are. To the point that Hashem is ready to deal with it. Hashem gave the mitzvah. He said a mitzvah is don't plant anything the seventh year. Don't work the field. That should be enough. But even Hashem, meaning especially Hashem, but for this second, even Hashem is ready to realize that not everybody's on that madriga. And therefore, because not everybody's on the madriga, he's going to help them out with this. He's going to give them an extra promise. And sometimes we deal with people who maybe not necessarily have the same Torah background you have, the same exposure to Torah sources, yeshiva or gedolim that you've had. So sometimes you have to realize that you have to adapt your expectations of them. And I remember a sicha in yeshiva about, for example, like covering your hair, or other types, women covering their hair, or other types of areas where you might find that your grandparents' generation or your parents' generation doesn't have as high a standard as the current generation. And the point was, don't judge anyone who hasn't had that exposure that you spent a year in yeshiva in Israel. So you learned the sources. They didn't learn the sources, but beyond that, they've had their own set of nisyonot to deal with. Just not working on Shabbos was the biggest nisyon our grandparents had to deal with. And they dealt with that. So don't judge any of them who doesn't cover their hair having dealt with that. So it's not a direct link to this nitziv, but I see a parallel, as in you can't expect a level of shmirah and mitzvot, especially one that relies on bitachon, when it takes a leap of faith, when it's more than a person derech hanhaga in that. I'll end with one story that I was reminded of while I was reading this, that I once heard a rabbi speak, and he said that he was dealing with Natan Sharansky. Natan Sharansky at the time was a government minister and had security. And after they were dealing with him, they were both going to go to the Kotel. And this person was going to go take a walk through the Shuk or whatever it is. And Natan Sharansky's security said, no, we're going the other way. So he said, so when they were discussing it, he's like, you know, what's going to happen? But he says, now I understand. When a person has more bitachon, he needs less bitachon. When a person has less bitachon, he needs more bitachon. What does that mean? That there are people who, as the Nitziv says, when you're on a mala yetera, when you're the type of person who derech nes is roi for you, so then you rely on that, you're able to rely on that. When you're the type of person who doesn't, who is the simple person, who just lives his life normally, so then the amount of nisim you can expect in your life is much less. And that's an interesting message that the Nitziv has. This one is one I'll call a little bit out of the ordinary from the Nitziv, because he tends to, but in some regards, because he doesn't expect you to be on that level. But at the same time, the Nitziv is saying this halacha is for every single Jew. Every single Jew who lives in Israel and has land, he has to keep Shvit, even if he's not the type of person who normally should expect an ace. Here the Pasuk's giving an extra avtacha that even such a person should be expecting Hashkacha Yeterah of Hashem to make sure he has enough food. He indeed keeps Shvit.